Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets, joined once again by Ole Demigard. We're going to talk about world events, and we're not quite sure where we're going to go, but we're going to like dive in somewhere. Ole, thanks for joining us again.
My absolute pleasure, Michael. And I'm sorry you just mentioned that there's another hurricane or something like that coming towards the southeast parts of the U.S. I'm really sorry to hear that. And I tell you one thing that I've recently found out is I'm not an expert in weather modification or the weaponizing of it, but I found it really interesting to see the parts where chemtrailing is really hitting hard. And as you know, Scandinavia is an interesting part because it might be far away from you, but it's still so connected in many ways. And I found out that one of the reasons why they are chemtrailing Sweden so heavily is because they've got two HARP installations, at least in Sweden. It's all over the place, but there's two massive ones. One of them donated, it's called Louise, I think it is. It's massive, and it was donated by the U.S. Thank you so much. Not. And but the reason Sweden is important for this weather modification is because of the jet streams that are passing over Scandinavia like this that are affecting the rest of the world. So that they spray it and then they push it with the jet streams to be used in different areas of the world. I mean, so bizarre. But yeah, there you go. I think shut these places down once and for all. I mean, they have done all they've done is just horrible stuff everywhere.
Yeah, and, so it does seem to be HARP is being used. With these hurricanes, the way they spin up, and like the one that's down in the down just below Jamaica and the Caribbean, it's been there for like a week or more, and all that area down in Colombia and the other areas are having flooding like they never had before. So now they're gonna like, you know, steer it into the Gulf, and who knows what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, even in Spain, it's been hit massively. Yeah. You know, it's like it's everywhere. It's just what they say. I think the end of times, as we know them. Not saying that's the end of the end, not at all. But it's the end of an era of madness, I hope. But it's like right now, it's just coming from every single direction, and it seems to me like very often areas that are wet naturally, they just drown them, or it goes the other way around, completely dry that up, and then dry areas they completely flood them, so that first dry them, then drown them, so that it also that also takes a lot of the fertile soil, move it away from the areas, and then also prepare for them to for construction work. Soft ground is a lot easier to deal with than rock hard. So there's these movements and these planning of smart cities and smart areas and God knows what. But if you look at that agenda and then check out the weather, and then if you don't believe in weather manipulation or the weaponizing of weather, look at how was weather before 1940? You know, that was more or less the natural way. And then now, so this, yeah, they're pointing at climate change. Yes, for sure, climate, yeah. But what is causing it?
Now that's like getting, refuted. Now it's like climate change. Just anything that's different is that's a problem. Climate change.
But it is a climate change. The only problem is, or the thing we had to find out, why is it? Is because we breathe too much CO2, or cows are farting something, or is that somebody are really messing around with us? And I don't think there's a lot of cows to fart in a way that would cause these type of things and also direct them and stop them. And I mean, like, what is going that? There's nothing natural about these things at all. You see here in Indonesia a while ago, we had all of these fires, but the fires were at the dumps where they take all the garbage, and the fires didn't start on the top. I mean, normally you burn these, because here, I think something like 50, I'm not really sure about the numbers, but a massive amount of the so-called garbage here in Bali is because of the offerings. So it's natural material. They have all of these offerings with flowers, and I mean, it's just beautiful, but it's so much of it. And so these things, they burn on these places, but the fire started very, very low. I mean, deep down in this whole thing, and would not turn up. So the thing is, okay, so is that a problem? You got a garbage dump that you burn stuff normally, and then it starts burning. Isn't it like better to just leave it and let it do its job? But here we, instead, what they're doing is they're coming with fire. Fire vehicles, fire trucks. And they suck the water from the water reserves, the drinking water reserves. They suck the water there, they go turn out the fire, and these trucks are just going like this and this. And you see the water reserves, we have one very close to ours, and it just goes zzz, and I'm like, really? Really? Is that? And one of these fires that was very close to where we live, it's right by the sea. Wouldn't you think that fire trucks dump the hoses in the sea and pump it up that way? Use seawater. That's just my, I mean, I think salt water can, as long as it's not electrical fires, that the salt water would be just great. But instead they went for the water reserves, and then you see, and then they have these anti-terror vehicles, anti-terrorist attack vehicles that were standing by these water reservoirs while being trumped. I'm like, there's something going on here that is not natural at all. Or maybe I'm just a conspiracy theorist. Do you know, Michael, what theory means? The word theory, we think it means speculation. It does not at all. Conspiracy, the word, if you look at it, it means making visible. So music theory is not somebody guessing, like, I guess that this chord maybe speculating could work with that chord. Not at all. It's music made visible, music theory. Einstein didn't guess and say C2 times A2, whatever. It's just a wild guess. It's a theory of relativity. No, it means made visible. It is visible. Conspiracy theories are conspiracies made visible. So this is what we're doing. But they've weaponized the word. Once again, they weaponized these things to smack us around with and make a joke out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Nothing new under the sun.
So at some point, do you think this system, this evil system, gets taken down?
I mean, just like Gandhi said, sometimes when he was in despair, this guy, I mean, my God, he was up against, I mean, odds very, very bad. And still, they managed to somehow, in a non-violent way, say, thank you so much, bugger off, Great Britain. You go home to your empire and leave us alone. So incredible. But during that whole thing, he said that sometimes when he was sitting and feeling very sad, he reminded himself of empires and dictators who have come and gone, and for a time they looked completely invincible, and then they destroyed from the inside. It just, corruption somehow rots from the inside, and then it falls on its own. And so here we are in a new time where suddenly technology is involved, where it's like, whoa, then with technology, no emotions, you got, just the algorithms can just continue going like full speed on. So I have no idea. I mean, I don't know if you've looked into ChatGPT and these type of things. It's just bizarre. Nowadays they have this version, I don't know the the version of it, but that's just ChatGPT, where you can literally chat with somebody, but it's not somebody apparently, but keep a conversation. It's not like static like that, not at all. It's like boom, 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 and you mid-air, you just change the topic and you start talking about something else, and whatever you ask about, boom, she just delivers it. It's like seen The Good Place. There's a comedy series called The Good Place, and in that there's this they all they have to do is call out her name, Janet, boom, she's right there, and they can ask about anything in the universe. So we named our chat here to Janet. So Janet,
yep,
how are you doing? Doing great. Then you, and anything you want to ask about. So a friend of mine asked ChatGPT was how, if you were a human being or a human, how would you get out of the current situation? And the thing was, it was amazing. It just put the exact things that we're talking about, how to free ourselves. It just lined them up. Boom, boom, boom. Don't believe in mainstream media. Please be aware of propaganda. Don't buy into the fear mongering. Get off grid, you know, grow your own food, create communities, small little villages, max 150 people so that you stay intimate and everybody knows each other, help each other, you know, all of these things, avoid fake pandemics, avoid all the things that the so-called government's trying to push on you. If they say this, do that. I just thought, Janet, my God, I'm starting to appreciate you. That is amazing. So with these things, I mean, one part of me is just freaked out because, like, who are we talking to? Who is in at the other end? Who's answering me? And on the other side, it's like with all kinds of technology, it can be used as a weapon or it can be used as for something good. So maybe we can use this intelligence for something really, really good. And a friend of mine is an acquaintance of one of the programmers that made one of these AI things. And let me just say, Michael, it's not me disconnecting myself. It just cuts. I don't know why it does, but there you go. So if I'm suddenly not here, it's not because I got bored. It's because I was caught out. So anyway, so he spoke to this guy who was one of the programmers for one of these AI platforms. And the guy said, we connected all of these computers and these different systems and stuff. And then we pressed the button on, boom. And from then on, he said, we don't know. We don't know. And he referred to it, the programmer referred to it as an entity, not a network, not a machine, not a... And so it's, if you look at these movies, like Al Pacino was, I think he was in love with one of these AI boom. I think there's a movie called with Joaquin, whatever his name is, the Joker, Joaquin, where it's called She, I believe, that movie also. But you got BlackRock with Aladdin that seems to be the center of all of this. And then we are giving like little bits and pieces and a little bone here and there and free versions of something where that do you know what I did? I mean, do you know what I did the other day? I, as you know, I found Elvis, bless him, love his music, and sorry to expose him, but really I think that he's been trying to step forward himself multiple times, so I hope I'm not offending him. Anyway, hello Benton, Arkansas, would love to join one of these sermons with you. But anyway, then I took a webinar, a two-hour webinar from lightonconspiracies.com, and I uploaded it to ChatGPT, and I said is it called Google LM or something like that? Notebook LM, something like that. Anyway, so you can upload stuff to it, and then you have 500 letters to make it like a prompt. So I said, use this webinar, make a podcast with two people in it that discuss the webinar. Okay, boom, enter. It took less than 3 minutes. I have this podcast of like, it's two people that are talking about the chat. They're talking about me. They're joking. They're interrupting each other. They're just, it's a podcast, but it's not real. So Michael, should I be worried? Should I be like, what is going on? And then imagine what they have. And like, oh my God, I'm in a talking mood today. But do you know, if you go to CBS News, if you go anything on YouTube where there's CBS News, I think on their website as well, you got all of these underneath, you got all of the contact details for information, contact this, for this, contact that. And also, by the way, it's just connected with Paramount Pictures. But otherwise than that, for licensing deal, contact Veritone. And there's no link. You have to sort of take the name and then look for yourself. And Veritone specializes in AI automated news and media flows. AI automated news flows and also images. So, I mean, when you see interviews with witnesses to mass shootings and stuff like that, and you go down and it says, for licensing deal, please contact Veritone, that are specializing in making news out of nothing. It's like, whoa, Twilight Zone, here we come.
Yeah, wow.
Or maybe we've been in the Twilight Zone for quite a while.
Yeah, so my son and I did a show earlier, we were talking about election stuff, but he brought up that Google has a program, I guess it was developed by Qualcomm, called Adreno. And Adreno, like Adreno, and of course, you know, Google has Chrome software.
Oh my God! I did not connect those ones.
I didn't either. And of course, the logo for Google Chrome is it looks like 666. Yeah, right.
And you know, on Google, sorry to interrupt you, but the other day I had to verify something on Google. And so, you know, they show pictures and stuff like that to make sure that you are human. And when you click that, when you actually say that I'm not a robot or whatever, what that click means that it allows them to access your computer and the history and your browsing history. And that's what you're doing when you say, okay. So it's not just saying, wow. Yeah, not nice. But anyway, so they said, turn this image right the way it should be. And what was it? It was a skull with these horns. I mean, so satanic. That was the image I should turn like that to show that I'm a human being. So sorry, I interrupted you, but go. Adreno.
No, that's just adding to the conversation. That's good. I think that who knows if anything's going to change tomorrow with our election, or if that's going to get drug out, or
please don't use election. That's the wrong word. Deception is the only word that would fit.
Deception,
that.
Yeah. Selection, yeah. Deception.
Selection, deception. It has nothing to do with election, that's for sure. But otherwise, please continue with your son, and you were talking about Adreno. Was there anything specific with Adreno?
It kind of goes into, at the White House for Halloween, they had Jill Biden. She came out with a panda outfit. And we know that, you know, children are, when they're violently molested, if you will, they end up with panda eyes. So it seems like they're just like in our face with a lot of this stuff, like Adrenochrome and 666 on the logo and the panda eye thing. Like, who dresses up in panda? I've never seen anybody dress up as a panda for Halloween. So it was very unusual. But and then Joe Biden, all these babies were being brought to Joe Biden. He was like, he would like take their feet and like put them in his mouth like he's going to eat them, and he'd bite on their legs. It's like, wow. This is like quite a reveal. And just recently, I just saw where the guy that was part of Comet Pizza, I guess he was, they were like, oh no, there's no, nothing about pizza and children. And Comet Pizza was never a place where they were like, you know, the elite were going to, you know, have children and blah, blah, blah. So I guess that they just arrested that guy, for actually raping babies. So it's like, it's, you know, all these things, you know, eventually start to come out.
But these are things that people like myself and you have been talking about for the last, I don't know, 20 years at least. And all of this information has come forward. So much has been exposed. And yet, it's like, so I'm like, what will it take? What will it take for this thing to turn around? But at the same time, it's like the tipping point, you know, boom. It doesn't matter if all of these years maybe I made it like that. Then at one point it will only take a fly landing on that side and suddenly, boom, the tipping point. So maybe this interview could be the tipping point. I keep praying that let this be the last, let this be the one that really makes it tip, because I am tired and I would very much like to meet you with a cold beer in Florida and feel safe to go there and without being hit by tornadoes or SWAT teams or whatever for having a C-vitamin drink or something like that. I mean, this is coming to a point where it's just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting time. But, you know, will it be a turning point? Will it be, you know, same old? Will it be like more drama? Probably more drama. Even though we think we're like, you know, selecting or voting or somebody selecting for us our way out of this, it seems like it just keeps going on and on. I saw voting being stolen in Afghanistan, in Iraq. I saw how they were, the CIA told me, we've already got, we know who's going to win. I was like, oh, okay. So I don't need to worry then. Okay. So that's good to know. But, you know, it's they've had these programs to, you know, control the machines or control the votes for quite some time.
I mean, tell me when an election was really free and okay. And then if it was, then what happened to the guy that the people elected? You will see that again and again, economic hitman, or suddenly he dies in a violent way, or, you know, or a close member of the family dies, or, you know, and then suddenly you got a revolution on your hand and boom, a CIA puppet. Where did that come from? How convenient. And another color revolution that just took it up. Now they don't go violent. Now they do these financial things with the Black Lives Matters and an Antifa and the climate change. And so it's not violent anymore. At least it's in a different way, but it's persuading this whole thing. Plus this control of mainstream media, making this propaganda machine just absolutely incredible. It's like in Sweden and Finland, they've been really pushing them to go into to NATO here. And it's been like, I mean, I saw like they were taking the head news about if around the Palestine situation in Gaza and Putin as a threat. And there was like 3% about Israel, Gaza, and 97% Putin is the devil, Putin is the devil, Putin is the devil, Putin. I mean, I don't know these players, but I know what they're trying to accomplish, and they have succeeded now. Now Sweden and Finland are part of NATO, and now they're preparing for war. Sweden is preparing for war. They're going to send, was it 5,000 or 50,000 soldiers to the eastern border of Finland, the border toward Russia. So suddenly we have Sweden that has been officially a neutral country forever. So not true. I mean, if I'm correct, Sweden has been part of NATO since 1954, but otherwise than that. And suddenly we have all of these American military in Sweden that are completely out of control for the Swedish authorities. They cannot An American soldier can murder somebody in Sweden, rape, do whatever they want, be involved in accidents, blow things up. The Swedish, legal system cannot take them to court or anything. They are under American law or military law. They are the ones that will deal. And they've got access to all of these military bases. They've got, it's just like Sweden is not Sweden anymore. And then MSB, which is the government part for, it's a FEMA version of, for the Swedish version of FEMA, MSB, they, a year ago, went to Washington and was given medals and rewards for something that we don't know. I know, because they're the ones blowing up all of these explosives in different cities in Sweden and blaming it on immigrants and stuff. No, they are the ones doing it. And then they just a few months ago, I've been pointing to this MSB for years, saying, bad boys, these are the ones. And then signed this big agreement with FEMA in Sweden. So they're directly under FEMA. And so you had the head of FEMA, whatever her name is, Delaney, whatever. She went more or less straight from Lahaina, where they were part of frying this beautiful place, completely frying it. And then she went to Sweden and started dealing with them. Then we had this bizarre landslide that took out one of the most important roads in Sweden, and all kinds of bridges that are not working anymore. Does this sound familiar to the US? You got like all of these bridges that are collapsing or stopping or not working. Look at it from a military point of view. Where is it happening? Is it happening out in the middle of nowhere where old bridges are just falling apart because they're rusty or something? Like, no, it's very strategic. Look from a military point of view. If you want to knock out the system, whatever it is, look at these points and you will see it's again and again. If it's not weather, then it's directed energy weapons or tornadoes or floodings or just sabotage or terrorist attacks or big ships that can't navigate and just crash into bridges. I mean, really, this is the thing. Please understand, this is serious. I mean, where is this going if we don't react?
Yeah. So we're already having a planned event because, you know, like the day before, it was the first time we had a conversation, J6, you're like, you're going to have a false flag event tomorrow. And so they're already planning a false flag event for tomorrow night. They're putting fencing up around the Capitol, White House, Treasury Department, Vice President's residence, down in, I think, where Trump is, Mar-a-Lago, I think. Palm Beach County Convention Center, West Palm Beach, where President Trump's going to be. And then I saw somebody in the chat say that they're boarding stuff up in Oregon, too. So that we've had a lot of rioting with Antifa and Black Lives Matter in Portland, Oregon. So they're going to go to the usual places where they can really stir people up and have their peeps, I guess, cause mayhem. So it looks like we're gonna have some problems starting tomorrow night. We'll see.
So what else is new? Once again, look from a military point of view.
Absolutely.
What do you do? How do you hit different areas? How do you, and like Black Lives Matters, I say I completely agree. Black Lives Matters, White Life Matters, Animal Life Matters. I mean, I'm not against lives, on the contrary. But Black Lives Matters, if you look at who is financing it, the whole shebang, you got George Soros in the background, under, among others, the Swedish family Wallenberg, that he's directly under their control. So Antifa is the very same thing. These are not natural movement. Yes, some people are drawn to them with a good intention and saying, yes, we should really make a change here in life. And I say, I salute you, fantastic, but sorry, you're being completely deceived, but you're being taken for a ride. And so when these groups are sent in, they're sent in like a military unit to cause chaos. And out of chaos, they will then create a situation where martial law is needed, or where military is needed, or a deception. Oh, no, sorry, diversion. Look over here. Oh my God, riots in wherever. Everybody's looking that way when actually it's happening here. Look at it from a military point of view. This is when you start seeing, oh, wait a second. Here we got a chess play going on. So what is the idea behind it? And that is not a nice one, because it seems like they're deconstructing the U.S. just as one part of it. They're just breaking it down into pieces. And causing weakness in every system, weakness in the food supplies, weakness in all of these things. So you have to ask yourself, is this just natural events, or could there be a thought behind it? Do you know that I was actually the target for Antifa once? Have I told you that?
No.
Okay, so I was invited to England to do a little tour there, and which I did very happily. And one of the places where I wasn't informed where it was going to be, you know, I just arrived and I said, okay, so where? Well, we can't tell you. It's just like 1 hour before we go live and say it's going to be here. Okay, so it was at the Holiday Inn in London, which is sort of like a beautiful hotel. And we came there. To start with, there was nothing. And I was invited into where the talk were going to go on. And I was one of 13 speakers or 14. So I was just like one of many. And I mean, the audience all looked like super fascist, right-wing, extreme, bold, you know, with the flags, the whole time. I was like, what the? What am I doing? It was like a film set. I tell you, they even had... The guy that introduced me was in this Hitlerjugend khaki colored shorts, army boots. I mean, the Hitler brown shirts type of
wow.
thing. And and in the audience, there was just, I mean, they looked like a lot like the whole shebang was there. So I was like, what on earth am I doing here? And thank God I didn't know, because had I known, I would have just said, no way am I going there. So I was one of 14 speakers that was extremely to this side of life. That is the right side. And I was going to speak about blah, 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 whatever it was. So I was sitting preparing, but instead of speaking about false flags or whatever, I chose to speak when I went on a bicycle and ended up in the middle of Iran after the revolution, and fell in love with these people, and then helped to smuggle some of them out to, well, long story, in my book Shadow of Tears, that's the whole story there. But anyway, so I thought, I'm gonna go, because these people for sure will hate foreigners or Middle Eastern country, or, you know, the whole shebang. So I'm going to go and talk about that and see maybe if I'm going to get lynched, or if I can reach the heart of some of them, which I did. I did the talk. I have it on my website. And afterwards, there were hardly any applause, because I had been pro people with black hair and the whole shebang. But two people came up to me, actually hugged me and cried. So I don't know who they were. But afterward, when we were up there, I started hearing this, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, I was like, what's going on? So I looked out the windows, and Antifa was on the outside, all masked. And there was, I don't know, there was on the news, say there was maybe 150 people. And so the English wow. police had started doing like a ring around them. And there were smoke bombs, you know, red smoke and stuff, and the flags were going up, ooh, 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 this whole thing. So I thought, holy moly. So anyway, so I went out, and the police said, no, you cannot get out. It's too dangerous. I said, please let me out. I'll be fine. And so I just walked straight through this crowd of people going, woo, 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 woo. And they all had masks on, but I looked in their eyes. They were nice people. I mean, they were not aggressive. There was not like hate, chop this person up. It was more confusion, like, are you one of the people we're supposed to be against? That was the, when I looked in the eyes, these people, I tell you, these were like students, I guess, here's 20 pounds for you if you can go up there and look aggressive and scream or whatever like that. So I walked straight to this this whole crowd that just opened up and let me through. And at the same time on the news, there were helicopters, the whole, it's on my website, you can see it. So it's like these people were crowds for rent, crowds on demand. You know, this was not a lynch mob at all, but it looked really violent on the news. We're being taken for a ride, folks. That's what I'm saying. Just because you
and
see
that's probably what's going to happen tomorrow night or the next day, the next night, and maybe going to continue. Kind of like our George Floyd riots. They were all, that was all coordinated, planned.
Coordinated. And do you know that George Floyd thing?
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Now, when I think of it, George Floyd, because in the background, you had this theme from Pink Floyd. It was very odd. The cycle of oration was based on one of the Pink Floyd songs and one of Queen's song, the group, the Queen. Mm-hmm. Queen. And it was, there were all of these elements from their songs in the background on buses and how it was all built up. And the guy who was smacked came and started the riots by crashing windows when everybody was completely calm. And this guy came with a big gas mask, completely covered in plastic so you couldn't see it. And he had one of these hammers identical to from the movie Pink Floyd, The Wall. Do you know where it's this red hammer that is the symbol of fascism when they start marching like that in the movie? He hit exactly with one of these hammers. There was this real theme in the background. So sometimes they use Superman themes, like superhero themes. Sometimes they use musical themes. Sometimes they use, it's just very bizarre. Have you seen I'm starting to be enlightened here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can feel the wisdom is entering. Just wait a few minutes more and I will be completely in the light. Maybe I will grow wings and start. Forward.
We need to come and calm everything here. Because, it's just pretty much there's going to be riots here. It's a done deal. So it'll be interesting because we'll look at it eventually, maybe the two of us. But everyone needs to be aware to start to look at what I believe when these riots start, you know, how they're formulated. Who is part of these riots? Is it going to be another Antifa, BLM type thing? Because we know they were part of basically trying to get Trump out to begin with. So if Trump comes back in, they'll probably show up again because they're like the brown shirts of the Democrat Party. So, we just have to look at all the different codes, you know, how they start, where they start. You know, there's always going to be signs, and you've been magnificent and informing us on how to look for the details. It's all in the details.
But also, please be aware of provocateurs. If you're there, you will see it's completely calm. Everybody's getting along. You know, people are hugging, giving each other flowers. And suddenly you got a Molotov cocktail flying or a bricks that starts flying. Where do they come from? And you will very often see, if not every single time, that there is a special little group. They look very anonymous. It's very often people in hoodies. You can't really see who they are, or a mask and a hoodie. Most of the time, they got very good shoe wear on. because these are normally former military or something like that. So you will see, and they're there prepared to be for a long time. So they got very often they got the like military type of footwear. But anyway, these are the ones that will get the whole thing started, and then the crowd will go, "Oh my god, oh my god." And sometimes I tell you, they even prepare so that somebody has delivered big piles of bricks, putting them on the pavement next to this area, so that when the spark is put there, boom, the bricks are already there. How convenient is that? And then suddenly you will see there will be a police car or something like that, and one of these hooded individuals will come with a Molotov cocktail or something, will start bashing the police car. The police themselves are just standing watching, and then they throw in a Molotov cocktail, boom, the car is on fire. Great for photos. You will see photographers are all over the place taking these photos. The police are not doing anything. What's going on? You're being taken for a ride. So do not react. When these things happen, do not follow. Do not follow. Don't be just one of the, and just go for it. See, you know, and start filming. Filming is really, really important for individuals like me. If you can get footage and start filming before it happens, as soon as you can feel it, because sometimes it's really important if you can see before and after, if there's suddenly an explosion somewhere, what did it look like just before and what did it look like afterwards? It can be a parking meter. It can be anything like that that has been turned into a explosive device, you know, that these things. So, yeah, take a step back, take a step back. I would say when I was in Tehran, I don't know if I mentioned that one time, but Tehran was a scary place. It was in 84. And I mean, there were bombings going on during the night. It was just, the war of the cities between Baghdad and Tehran. There was a lot going on. So, but during day, I mean, it was a calm place in most ways. But the revolutionary guards, I mean, it was a scary place at the same time. But anyway, I was walking. It was a Wednesday. I was walking down one of the streets and it was completely calm. I didn't see anything. And then I saw there was a small little group of people. That there was some commotion going on, so I started walking towards them. This was at a point where I was more or less the only foreigner there. Everybody else had been sent home, the embassies had sent their people home and stuff like that. So I was walking down the street, saw this people, and then so I got closer and I saw it was this camera crew. And so there was this camera crew, I do not know from where, but I'm sure it was from some at least Western, I would guess Associated Press or Reuters or something like that. And so you had like a crew of one with a microphone, one with a camera, and one reporter, I think three in the team itself. And then there was a handful of like eight teenagers that was handed an American flag so that they could go like that. And then the team helped them put the flag on fire. And then they were standing in front, very close to the camera, going, "Marbad America, Marbad, death to America, Marbad America," in front of the camera, meaning that it looked like thousands of people were there, say, screaming, "Death to America." No, it was eight teenagers that was paid afterwards that went to get a hamburger or something like that, feeling great. We were part of a movie, or as so they thought. And that was then. I'm sure I never saw it, but I can guarantee you that was being shown around Europe or the States. Look how horrible this is. Every day just want us to die and they want to destroy the Americans. And look at that. How did that? It was like a $45 deal, you know, like eight times whatever for a hamburger. And the rest of it just film and send in Somalia, and we're back. I don't know. Do you normally have these things with Streamline? I don't know. Every single time I'm on Streamline, I get cut out. But anyway, so when I think it was in Somalia, when the Marines entered, they took several takes of when the troops came, jumped on the beach and made the attack. multiple takes. What does that tell you? Multiple takes. I've got different variations of the same boat coming. That's a film.
It's they even got it wrong because they said it was the Navy SEALs that were on the beach, and it wasn't. It was the Marines. And because I was in San Diego in the SEAL teams at the time. So I guess some of the wives that work for the local newspapers were like, you know, calling us up and saying, they're saying that you guys were on the beach and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, we come like way before the Marines come in and survey the beach. And then the Marines come in after we do. So that was the Marine recon guys that were on the beach and they're filming them. And like, you're right. It was like the press was all over the place and lights and the cameras was like, what the heck? And then we have all that, you know, all that stuff that happens with the shootings and stuff. It was crazy. It didn't make sense. I had friends that were there that got all shot up and unbelievable.
But we're being deceived. You as military troops as well being deceived. You're being used in these operations without even knowing it. Maybe you start reacting when you're right in the middle of a fight and suddenly a director turns up and says, please, please hold your fire, hold your fire. Can we please do a retake? That's when sort of like, what? I thought we were fighting here. No, sorry, it's just smoke bombs. But otherwise than that, it's deception, deception, deception. And for us, I think the way out is to just take a step back instead of reacting and just say, whoa, wait a second here. Before I buy into this, let me just check it out again. Who would benefit from me believing this? This is the thing, cui bono, follow the money, or who will benefit? If I think, oh my God, this just happened, really? Okay, might have, but who benefits from me believing? And if it's going in that direction, the same direction as always, then take a step back and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's why I always try to go, when I could still move around, I always try to go on location in Europe when something had happened, you know, because I just wanted to find out what happened. You know, I'm not here to prove anything, but I've never, ever found, I have never been on location or looked into any of these ones where the official narrative was correct, as far as I could see. And that is sort of like, that is a big statement for me. But it's the same. That's how I could also predict that when you went to Washington, D.C.
I mean, I was about to bring that up. You remember how you were talking about the Nashville bombing?
Yeah, I told you the day before. That was the first time I think we spoke. And I just said, and you said, I'm going there. And I said, please be aware because it's going to go down. If I'm correct. Something is going to go down. You went there, boom, something went down.
Yeah.
And so this whole thing about the courts and all of these, it was a setup. It was a set up. The whole thing. Then the question is, why was it done? Why did it do the way, once again, follow the money, cui bono, who benefited from that, whatever that was? I just said it's going to happen. And if I can predict it, who knows nothing, just from the clues, then you have to see the ones that put the clue there was the one carrying it out. Same with Space Force, US Space Force, all of these places that I predicted that then happened. How did I know? Because they put it out there. They did it. So if they do it and then it happens, you have to ask yourself, What are the probability that it would occur if it was just a coincidence? Sometimes things happen out of coincidence and divine synchronicity, but many times in these areas, it's like, oh, here we go again. So we just have to learn to decipher these operations, how they're carried out, how they're being prepared, and not buy into them. So the thing, what I would love to see is, let's say here in the US, okay, somewhere, my God, there's tension in the air. This is going to be a rally of never seen measures before. If you're in a place like that, the beautiful thing would be like we have a provocateur that enters in with a brick or a Molotov cocktail, completely peaceful thing. He throws a rock, everybody just backs back instead of reacting, takes 10 steps back, point at the guy saying, do not activate, you know, don't interact with this whole thing. Just move away calmly, peacefully. And you can, in a nonviolent way, stop things like that. It's when you join, because so many people are so frustrated and under pressure and financial pressure. And so that's how they spark it. That's how they do it. Push down, push down, push down. Just like in a combustion engine, you put gas and you just press it together. And when it's maximally pressed together, you enter a spark with a spark plug, a bomb, whatever, and boom, you get the explosion like that. So keep calm and just surf through it and observe when they come. Very often the provocateurs will come in a very anonymous looking van. These are not the, it doesn't look like would be police vehicles. It doesn't look like whatever, when I say police, whatever vehicle, I mean, because we have no idea, even the people in so-called police uniforms, if they're really police, you have no idea. You just know somebody in these uniforms are here. Somebody in SWAT team uniforms are there. Something, we don't know who they are. This could very well, very, very often when these things occur, the real policemen and military SWAT teams, whatever, in that area has been pulled back. They're on a conference somewhere, they're on a this, there, and there. Whenever I go on location and I speak to police about some, maybe a truck attack or something like that, and I speak to someone who should have been on location, right that day, well, I was given an extra day of vacation, or I was on a conference, I was on that. I've never found anyone that should be there that was actually there. So who was there? Who was the people running around in uniform? We're being deceived. We're being deceived once again. And so it's just a matter of do not buy into it. I keep repeating myself, but.
No, I mean, you're right. Because you brought attention to Patrick Space Force Base on the Florida coast. I think we did a show a couple shows ago where you brought that up. There's some anomalies that was going on there. It's very close to NASA, Cape Canaveral. But just south of that is where Trump is going to be holding his rally for tomorrow night. So that's interesting. You make those connections and you bring them up. And there's been some anomalies with Space Force, and just north of where Trump's going to be is the Patrick Space Force, right on the coast, just below NASA.
I mean, when you look at it from a geographic point of view, we're talking a very small little area.
Right.
So
oh, yeah.
that is sort of like, okay, that's possible. What are the chances? Why would he be on Satellite Beach? It's sort of like, it's not a major center for anything except Patrick Air Space Force Base. And he was the guy that reactivated the Space Force program, as far as I know,
Dear Donald,
and which has since then been used as this weapon to fry areas of the world over and over again in a very violent way. You have to ask yourself, what on earth? Like, if I had been the one that had activated that thing and then somebody else went rogue and did a lot of horrible stuff with it, I, if I was in a position of power, would stop it, shut it down, speak up openly. We have to stop this whole thing. What have I done? I've started this thing and I have no idea this monster just took off. Is that what we see? Absolutely not. The reason I mentioned that was because that is the exact location that has been pointed out where the Swedish Prime Minister, Olof Palme, that was officially murdered in 1986. I've been spending 30 years saying he did not. He arranged for his own death and then went undercover, disappeared. And now I've been informed that he died in 2021 and that he used two different identities, Karl Kupfer, He lived in upstate New York and on Satellite Beach, just below Patrick's Space Force base. But this was in the 90s. This was in the 90s. And so I checked what was that being used for at the time. And at the time was still Space Force. I mean, it was like rockets and missiles and all of these type of things going on. It was an Air Force base there, Patrick's Air Force base. So what was he doing there in Ola Palme, which was a high level player, very high up? He wasn't, if people say a Swedish prime minister, who cares? This guy was on an international basis, very high up there when before his death, and then located that close. I mean, we're talking like 10 minutes in a car. That is very close. So was that because he was somehow involved in that? Because after he's said to have left that area, and then he appears in Moscow, where he's suddenly part of the, yeah, here we have, I mean, this is a very specific location. It's, I mean.
Yeah, so Cape Canaveral is just right above it. And then you have the space, Patrick Space Force base.
And then show me satellite.
You go a little bit further south, and you have the U.S. Navy SEAL, where we first started, Fort Pierce. And just a little ways down, that's where you have Palm Beach, where Trump's going to be.
But then if you go back to Patrick Space Force Base, and then you should, yeah, and then show where Satellite Beach is, where
yeah, right below it.
I mean, and just show the distance between the two of them.
Oh, it's like nothing.
That's what I'm saying. They're, exactly. It's like,
probably walking.
Okay, so if let's say that Ola Palme arranged for his own death and then went into cover in some kind of, you know, witness protection program or something like that with another new identity, if he was in hiding, would he hide there of all places? And I would be very surprised if a thing like Patrick's Space Force base, if they don't have some kind of control of the people living close to that area from a security point of view. I mean, if you suddenly have a lot of alleged Muslim terrorists that starts, you know, having campfires very close, I think that would be a thing that would make them concerned, if you know, believe in Muslim terrorists. But I mean, it's a stone throw away. It is, you cannot get any closer. He could go, take a bicycle to work every day if that was where he was working.
Yeah, no doubt. That's just pretty odd. Odd stuff. So when you see things like that, then you're like, okay, what might be the connection be with Trump on a, you know, election day? Patrick Air Force Base being nearby, and Ola Palme having been in that location, Satellite Beach. So it's just so many different things. It's like you're like, okay, so are they gonna, like, you know, hit Trump or cause
no, absolutely not. This he's not in any danger whatsoever. He's completely as far as I know, you're a Trump supporter. As far as I know, I am so looking through him as an operation. I'm not interested in politics at all. There is no threat against him. There is no, he's part of this whole thing. So yeah. It's just a matter of the deception. What is the outcome going to be? I would very much suggest, even though I haven't looked into any polls or anything like that, the plan is for Trump to become the next one, the Messiah. And when he says, Christians, go out and vote, get out and vote, you only have to vote one more time, then we have it under control. That's the new world order for you. Mm. And it comes, I mean, when you look at Trump, I mean, I think many of the things he says, super cool, the way he deals with situation, amazing. For sure. But look at Obama, who is a constructed identity, the whole shebang, and very pleasant guy, very beautiful voice, the host. He's got a very beautiful husband.
You started talking to Obama, they just shut you down on that one.
I mean, the whole thing was actually a very nice cover, and I'm gone again. What is up with StreamYard? Come on, guys. So, yeah, deception, 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 deception.
Like we talked about on our last show last Monday, it's, you know, both sides are being played to a great extent. Do they have any say so? It remains to be seen. Will Trump, once he gets in office, because I think he's the chosen one, when he gets in office, will we see radical change like we've been promised, or is it going to be, you know, same old, same old?
But here's the danger, because several hundred years ago, there was this group who just said, okay, God, we're going to go for global control. How are we going to be able to do it? How can we control the world? I mean, it sounds like Dr. Evil, but it was his relatives type of thing that got together and said, how are we going to do it? And they said, nope, we'll check it out. There's too many of them. And we are too few. We will never be able to control them with force or power. So the way to do it is through deception. Deception is the key word here again. So the idea that came up in the late 1700s or around 17 there somewhere was, if we destroy everything, if we create chaos, out of chaos is the new world, comes the new world order. That's the whole plan idea. So destroy everything, we will be the ones who destroy it, without people understanding that we are actually the ones causing all of these problems. And then at the end of times, when everything is in absolute chaos and destroyed and all of this thing, we're the ones keeping it going, we will then present ourselves as the savior. Boom, in comes the savior and says, hallelujah, I have arrived. And then what they will do, because we see them, oh my God, somebody needs to save us, somebody needs to save us. In comes this, whoever that individual is, looking beautiful and popular and whatever, let's shoot at him, whatever, so he becomes even more popular, death threats, all of these things, boosted. And then once that person enters, the thing is, that person might be Antichrist, but otherwise than that, great looking guy, whatever. I'm not saying this is the one, but this is the plan. So once that this individual is in there, they will stop creating chaos. And so we will think, oh my God, the Savior has arrived. Look at that. It's calm, everybody. Hallelujah, baby. The Messiah is here. But what we did not see was that it was a Trojan horse who entered. And then just like Khomeini in Iran came in and was like celebrated and seen as, oh my God, he's been sent directly from God, we see his face on the moon, you know, all of that. And then 6 months later, Khomeini, what did he do? Boom. He just turned and became this stone cold dictator killer. Yep. Messiah type of thing. That is the plan. Look at the book of Revelations. Look at, this is what they're saying, he will be welcomed. He will be this amazing individual that just comes in and everything is sorted. And we go like, yay, baby, it's time to party. This is what Khomeini did. And so when Khomeini came, when they kicked out the Shah regime against all odds, boom, out you went, go. In came Khomeini and everybody, including all the resistance movements, all of these people that have been hiding, trying to work for freedom and democracy, came forward. So for about 6 months, everybody was celebrating, speaking openly, dancing in the street. Yay, we're finally free. But what they didn't know was that SAVAK, the secret police, was so kindly trained by the CIA into mass murder and torture methods and you to name it, that they thought, then people thought that when they kicked out the Shah, that the SAVAK went with him. No, Khomeini came in and came over, one of the first things he did when he arrived in Iran was to gather the Salak, the secret police in Iran, and saying, okay, guys, you have an option. There's actually two options. We chop your head off right now, chop, 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 make you a salami sandwich. Otherwise than that, you can work for me. You don't work for me, you're dead. You work for me, you're alive. And so a lot of them said, I'm going to work for you. And so the Savak was active all the time through the revolution, after the revolution, without people knowing it. They thought, hey. And then after 6 months, when they had mapped all the future resistance, there were mass arrests overnight in the thousands, just hit them like the Berlin Wall just came up overnight. Same here. Suddenly, out of nowhere, mass arrest. And they didn't only arrest the person that would be a future threat or was a threat, but also the families, the friends, the children, and so on, because they would become a future threat. And then they were executed in the thousands. And I mean, horror, horror, horror story. So I really hope that I'm wrong, but this, I believe, is the plan that we're going to see here now with a big deception tomorrow. Oh, who's going to win? Who's going to not? Who's going to win? I tell you, if Biden wins, like I say, I'm don't know about politics at all. I'm not interested. But the setup that I see, they're out, and in comes the savior. I really hope I'm completely wrong, but yeah, what can I say?
Yeah, and that's definitely, because I've been burned so many times believing in certain things, and especially in my military career, and then in CIA as well. You can't glob onto something or someone and completely and totally believe them, right? So everyone should question Trump or whoever gets in power, and you know there's going to be a lot of craziness regardless of who gets elected. I think it's going to be riots. So, yeah. And I think it's Trump. I think Trump gets elected and there's riots. Like what we saw with, you're talking about, Osadega? Was that his name that they took out? Mossadega. Yeah. So he was incredibly popular.
He was obviously
a good guy. he was trying to take down the system. And they killed him. Eventually they killed him, but they did a color revolution on him, just like they did in Russia, or Ukraine rather. And
Mossadegh was in 1953, and he was this super popular,
right.
Really. But they put him in house arrest. They just said, right. No, boom. And then the CIA was right in the background. They put the Shah in power. Yeah, MI6, CIA working together. Also, please, Mossad, people say they're separate entities, but I tell you, this octopus is connected. And what is the motto of the Mossad? War by deception. I think I've heard the word deception being used earlier in this conversation again and again and again. Deception. We're up against an illusionist. Do not buy into it. Do not buy into it. Break the spell. This is the way out. You know. And so, yeah, and then they put these puppets in position, and then but in the background you got this big monster that are doing the game. This is where these front figures, like I think, if there's been anyone who's not sort of only a front figure, it would be Trump. But otherwise, the other ones after Kennedy, every single one more or less, not George Bush Senior, he was a bad boy as well, really one of the heavy hitters. But I mean, Jimmy Carter, many of these ones weren't even active. They had no power. They had no say. They were just filling a chair, saying yes sir, no sir. I mean, Reagan was even an active.
And if Kamala gets in there, she'll be the same. She'll be the same way. So.
These people have no clue. They're just filling up a chair. They're part of an illusion. I mean, listen to Kamala when she speaks. It's like, what? No brain activated. I'm sorry. What happened? You got Biden. No, but really, it's like, you got Biden with diapers falling all over the place, fondling little girls. I mean, this is how they create a problem to get a reaction, right, where we're saying, oh my God, this is so weird. Boom, boom. Oh my God, we have a hero over here. Let's go for that one instead. And in on stage. In on stage. Look how we've been played before and just see it being repeated. But don't buy into it this time. And I tell you, if you're waiting to be saved, it's the wrong one. It's the wrong agenda, wrong plan. They are, whoever they are not here to save your ass at all. You have to do it yourself. And this is the wave when we start joining. You know, they say social distancing. I say social group hugs, you know, drive-by shooting, no, drive-by hugging, join together, you know, work together on a local, help each other as good neighbors, good friends, find out who is your neighbor. I mean, next door, do you even know who they are? One floor down, maybe they're lying there dead since 3 months. I don't know how the US is, but it's like bizarre how it's going in other countries where people, they don't know each other at all anymore. Go back to the way it used to be when things were more or less in balance, and you will see that is how life has been working for thousands of years. Small villages most of the time, where people care about each other, where everybody is represented, where there's a shoemaker, there's a butcher, there's all of that, and then you work together. That is what works, not centralized power in any way, form, or shape. Centralized can just go fuck itself. And then decentralized, I'm not a solution-based person. I don't know. I'm not very good at coming up with solutions. But the thing is, see what they're trying to accomplish and then go the other way. Go back to nature. Nature will show you, you know, everything in nature is needed working together just in a beautiful, beautiful, and just get back in balance. And the one you've been waiting for is you, not someone else. Whatever they, I mean, government, the word government itself, please wake up. Do you know what it means? It means governmente. It Latin, govern means control, mente means the mind. The word itself should tell you something. It's mind control. That's the name of government.
Yeah.
It's in our face. Yeah. It's in our face.
I totally, totally agree. And, you know, that's something we're going to see starting tomorrow night, you know, where this is going to get pushed, the government control. So it's total manipulation by both sides. There's no question in anybody's mind. Everybody at this point sees that the government on every, even here in Florida, people thought that, you know, our governor was like some kind of magical being. He's made a lot of mistakes. There's lots of problems with a lot of people in the political realm. They're not here really to serve us. And that's your point about, you know, we need to get together is the key.
But the thing is, these people that are put in these positions, they don't make mistakes. Make the mistake of believing that this individual works for us. No. He works for them. She works for them. That's why they're positioned there. You're being told, oh, I'm going to elect this and now change and this and freedom. Yeah, bullshit is the correct word. That's the technical term. They will just get in the office. Now change is going to happen. And they just turn around and serve their lords. They're not making mistakes. They're not put there by mistakes. They're not in, not good at what they're doing. They're serving a different agenda. People are saying, I don't know, he seems so incompetent. He's doing all of these things wrong. It's not wrong at all. It's right. But for them, not for you. You're the one that ends up like a sucker every time and keep losing. So don't wait for them to solve the problem. The problem is them. You know, this is the thing, the whole structure we're looking up to, like, oh, I mean, what does it take? You got people in power. What does it take for you to start seeing, Okay, so they forced us to wear masks. They forced us to be vaccinated with things that now turns out to be bioweapons that are killing a lot of people. They were completely backing that. They were kicking our ass and threatening us, and I don't know what if we didn't take it. Okay, that sounds a bit suspicious. We're not allowed to speak out. Social media is completely censored. That seems a bit suspicious. Well, food supplies and this and weather things and all of that. And it seems somehow that these organizations like FEMA, what, Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, it seems like it's almost like crazy. And I'm back. No, but
now you're back.
and then the same structure, we see the same individuals like that are also controlling the money. So the money, they can just go in and confiscate my account.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, because the bank is in trouble, so we will just steal your money. Otherwise than that, thank you and goodbye, go back to sleep. Okay, so after a while, when it just keeps, when you start looking upon what's going on around you, isn't it time to say, listen, I'm getting to a point where I don't trust these individuals at all. Maybe I should start to take the power back. I'm not saying in a violent way, but take the power back. Don't wait for the change to be out there. Find the way out of this one. If we don't, we still have a chance. This is the time. Get the thumb out. Get your fat ass out of the sofa. Sorry for my, I don't know about your butt, but mine is a bit overweight. But get out of the coach. Stop watching mainstream. It's not news. It is not news. You might as well look at David Copperfield and see real magic, you know, but this is like massive, massive mind control. Snap out of it. Get back into nature. You know, start growing your own carrots and start joining other people. Enjoy life and get out of this spell. Snap out of it.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I don't know if it's beautiful, but it's sort of like, what does it take? What does it take before people say, we're being fucked. I am being screwed. I am being deceived. I mean, really? Yes, 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 you are. But it seems like it's all over. Or in all of these, yes. So could that be connected? Well, are they the same people, the same companies, the same? What does it take for you to start connecting the dots and say, oh, there might be a possibility that something is going on here? The answer is, God damn, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I'm going to be hairless like you soon, Michael, because I'm going to start tearing my hair and just like, my God, wake up for the mother of pearl. I mean, I've spent 40 years, Michael, in trying to say, hello, 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 something is going on over there. And I'm getting a bit tired, I tell you, because like, I don't know, what will it take? Maybe some riots and stuff like that. Maybe that will do it. But it's sort of, what I really want is to stop focusing on individuals on stage that are saying, I'm your leader. No, no, no. That is, if you look at them, they will lead you straight into the abyss. Look at their trail records. I mean, what is going on? Are these competent individuals driving things in a good way? I don't know what you say, but I mean, my God, I don't think they can't even drive a tractor, most of them. But it really gets to me.
I love your daughter. She's like, you said years ago that they would wake up. They still haven't.
Please play my song, Wake Up. You know, it's like...
That's wonderful. So it'll be interesting if there's a lot of people get shook awake tomorrow, but I don't know. So here we have your website, lightonconspiracies.com. Your latest most popular is Assange and WikiLeaks connected CIA, and then you got the very very popular Elvis. I found him.
I did indeed.
I think you did.
I love Elvis. Oh my God! Yeah.
And you did some really good stuff on the Trump. I thought I like nailed it, but you went much deeper. So you really have an excellent skill, observational skill to really root out the truth in a lot of this stuff. It's going to be a very interesting show over the next several days, week or so. Yeah. So having the background, having the insights that you have given a lot of people, I think is very important. Are you still doing the 11 Strong?
I am indeed. And it's a beautiful, beautiful new group. I really, really enjoy it. We had it was supposed to be 2 hours last night. No, Sunday. But because I messed up with the time zones, I really get confused because we got people from California, but also in Australia, and then all the ones in between. So instead of 2 hours, it became three because people came in late. And I really, really, really enjoy these groups.
That's fantastic.
We've got super interesting people. And then when you start interacting and it just moves around like this, it's really amazing.
That's wonderful. And the vault. So if you really want to, learn and get all of your work, you have the world's biggest research vault.
I do. It just keeps growing. I've said it's 5 terabyte there. Now it's almost 8. I don't know how to, it's just keeps growing. And the folder that keeps growing is the USA. I wonder why. You have to stop doing stuff to the rest of the world. So yeah, the Israeli folder is also growing a lot.
Yeah, nice quote for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Enigma is the master of predicting false flags and encoding political assassinations. There's no question.
You said that, so I took the liberty. I have a slideshow on the homepage where I have beautiful. If you scroll down, your handsome face is down there below as well. Go. In that slideshow there. No, just go up though. That's the one.
So up here.
Yeah, you're there somewhere. Yeah. Somewhere there's a Michael Jaco.
Somewhere. Shirley MacLaine, nice. I like her work.
Yeah.
Out on the Limb was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was part of my awakening, Out on the Limb.
I know, you told me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she's fantastic. Sasha's
and
nice.
Here it comes. You're so close. You're
next
so close.
Is Sasha. All right, cool. My friend.
There you are.
Brother. Excellent.
Look at
excellent.
That guy. Yeah. I'm going to have some breakfast. I'm tired. Please, guys out there, don't buy into it. Just take a step back. Whatever happens, take a step back. If it says boom or bang, whatever area, just breathe, take a step back. Don't buy into it and just watch out the madness. Ask yourself, who wants me to believe this, whatever it is, and then do not react. Take a step back, breathe, and then act. React is the thing they want you to. Just, oh my God, and you react. So maybe the thing is to act in the way you would have reacted. Maybe that is the good thing, but at least take the time to just, and then you can make a more balanced decision, because it's your life. It's your future life. It's your children's life. That's all there is at stake at the moment. It's just everything we know as it has been up to now. So you would say it's quite a lot. So it's very important that we deal with this in the best possible way.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, that's outstanding advice. And that should apply not just to what's coming but for everything in life. And if you take that approach, you're going to do much better in this game of life.
In this game of life.
Yes.
Michael, I just want to say also, please understand that instead of focusing maybe on Mr. Diaper and these type of people on stage, focus on the people in uniform that are there to control their agenda without knowing it. I mean, these are people in police uniforms, SWAT team uniforms, military uniforms, whatever, that are mostly thinking that they signed up for doing good. Then things happen just like you during your career Sunday night. Oh my God, what the hell? I've been hijacked. I had no idea when it happened. This is some completely different game that I don't want to be part of. The same here. Many people, many police officers contact me from different countries being absolutely in despair. They don't know how to get out. They just see it like, I have no idea what I'm doing here, because it feels like I'm suddenly becoming the enemy of the people where I'm there to protect them. Yes, that is exactly it. And the same with SWAT team, the same with these other forces. But these uniforms are extremely important because they're used there to control us, and not in a nice way. Even now they're giving the freedom to start shooting live rounds at us, not them, where when you look at it, should actually, without promoting violence, it should actually be them on our side controlling the few that is trying to absolutely mess us up. So see, when you have relatives, fathers, brothers, sisters who are in some of these forces, see if you can reach the heart of those people and start saying, please become aware of what you have turned into, because this is not good. These uniforms are really, they are the ones that are scaring the rest of many of us into being controlled. And your commander, whoever that is he loyal to you? Look at all the veteran hospitals that are where people are lying in their own with diapers and being fed, force-fed. I mean, like, what are millions of money being pumped into these hospitals, making them like a luxury establishment instead of sending billions of dollars into the Ukraine and stuff like that, where we have no idea what's going on? No, they're being dumped. There's a reason why so many veterans are committing suicide. It's an incredible number of people that are just saying, I destroyed my soul for something that I believed in. I had no idea. You know, they are in misery. They are really tormented souls that, so is the commander loyal to them? No, not at all. When these uniforms are of no use, it doesn't matter what general, how many medals. Many times, the more medals, the more of a problem they become to dictators. Look at in history, every single time when a dictator comes up with the help of military, then after about a year, chop, 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 generals go blop like that, because they're suddenly starting to see, oh my God, the guy we got into power, he's just taking off, his ego has just inflated. And so they have become, the military is becoming a threat to the dictator. So they go chop, 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 and replace them with somebody more easily controlled. So even if you are like a 5-star, 18-star general, whatever, look at it. You have been used, you're being used, you're an empty uniform. I tell you that. You think that you're a big shot. Empty uniform is the name of the game when you're not being of use anymore, and chop out. And so for soldiers less down there, I mean, limbs being shot off, heads being shot off, do they care? Not at all. Police force, look at your work. I mean, you are in a war zone. What's going on? Where's the financing that could calm a lot of these things down? Are you being backed? Absolutely not. Billions of dollars to the Ukraine and other places. Billions, $700 for one family in Lahaina, billions of dollars to Ukraine. What does it take for you to say, this is bizarre, out of any kind of mental institution, welcome to the cuckoo's nest? What is going on? Are these people to be trusted? Absolutely not. So when you think that you're serving them, you have to ask yourself, I have to be responsible for me and my action, my thoughts, my words, my actions. Doesn't matter that I have a uniform on. If somebody says, shoot that individual, yes, it's an order and you shoot it. Who did it? Was it the guy who gave the order indirectly? Who did it? It was you. You are the one who had to be responsible for your actions. I mean, I don't know if there's a pearly gate, but if you get up there, otherwise than that, you would be the judge of you. And that's why so many veterans kill themselves, because they just can't take it. They cannot live with themselves for what they did. So snap out of it. Seriously consider saying, this uniform, it's time for me to stop wearing it, if you don't want to be loyal to something really dark. And then join the people. Join, you're very skilled, you're very well fit and trained, really good at digging. I'm sure you can also plant a lot of carrots or whatever, you know. Turn it around, because we're the ones doing it to ourselves. It's not Biden who's going out there meeting. Fighting people, they're never. And we're back. It feels like commercials are coming in, you know, like, I don't know. Are other shows you have, are they disconnected like this all the time as well?
No, you're the only one. You're the only one.
I'm the chosen one. I'm the technical disaster. Yeah. Anyway, Michael, I'm going to have some breakfast, and bless us all tomorrow. Don't buy into the deception. Whoever wins, who cares? Because it's agenda. It's a global agenda that is moving forward. So it's just a matter of who. I would bet my money on dear Trump, because he's the most. He's the one that will attract the most for their benefit. If he's aware of it, if he's not, I don't know. But he is the one that would gain the most for their agenda. So I would put my money there.
Nice. Yep. I agree. He's probably going to get it. All right, Ole. Thanks a lot for your insights.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Unleashing Intuition Secrets, the podcast. Until next time, stay in the love vibration as you continue your journey to become the master of your reality.